after me out to Frickers and Adrian for the AC All Access Show, the latest edition right here on The Cave with Josh Mitchell, our engineer. I am your host, Ian Wendt. Quite a bit of sports to talk about as we wind down the academic year at Adrian College. Believe it or not, graduation less than 2 weeks away for the seniors and some grad students as well. We're going to be talking some figure skating, some dance, and some women's rugby. But before all of that, we go to our leadoff hitter, Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at Adrian College. Still quite a bit to do for you and your department, tracking all these sports. A few have put a cap on their season, but a few are still in action, including baseball, who's put together a couple of nice weeks in a row.
Yeah, they completed the sweep over Albion last week in their midweek series with them that spans across 3 weeks. So big win over them in game three of that series to lock down that sweep, and then a big sweep over Trine University, led by great pitching. Parker Ferris, Ambrose Horath, and Landon Kozlowski all did a great job, and Nick Bruder got MIAA Position Player of the Week, and I mean, it didn't seem like any of those games were close over the weekend. So Bulldogs are definitely doing well. They're riding high. They're getting hot at the right time as we get into the stretch of this season.
And with that, I mean, I think Coach or Skip had an idea of what the rotation was going to look like. But, you know, you can think one thing and then another thing is a reality. But it seems like the starting pitching that Adrian fans thought they'd get is what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Right? Eddie Binez, am I saying his name right, too? Close. Okay, I'll get it right. He's graduating soon.
I forget too.
but he's the other. I mean, I say the other guy. He's been really good for the Dogs this year too.
Yeah, he has too. I mean, he's been kind of a guy we've been seeing in some of these midweek games and stuff like that. And it's funny, Parker Ferris was a guy that throughout the year you'd kind of see out of the bullpen a little bit, and then now he made his way to a starting role. And he picked up two wins last week, one out of the pen and one starting. So. Yeah, that pitching rotation's been great, and I mean it's been led by Landon Kozlowski, who's gone into the eighth inning back-to-back starts.
Wow.
Ambrose Horath's been great from the left side, and yeah, I mean just keeping their ERAs low and winning ball games.
Average-wise, I don't know who is leading the team exactly, but we had Brendan Willitson on a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it's a bump from the show or what, but. He had a great game. I don't know if it was this past week, but recently he's been good all year, but he's really put on a show.
Yeah, and you're right. That is the guy leading the team in average.
There we go. Good guess.
Yeah, he's been great at the plate. Jack Boyke's been great at the plate. You got Gabe Jones has been great. I mean, they're just hitting up and down the lineup, and Nick Bruder's getting hot again. And, yeah, I mean, anyone that goes up to the plate has a great opportunity to get a hit, move runners around, and drive in some runs.
Looking across the way, just over the right field fence, we go to the Adrian College softball field where the Bulldogs picked up a much-needed sweep against Albion on the road. This is like the 500 team. I feel like, you know, they'll get a split, or they'll win two, then lose two. Their record is dead even, but it's good to pick up two MIAA wins, ones that, you know, on paper you should get. And they did, thanks to a really good pitching performance in that first game for Avery Clark.
Yeah, 1-0 shutout out of her. So, and she was the MIAA Pitcher of the Week for softball, as announced today. So, yeah, was a very big sweep for them. They're kind of right on that border. Right now we sit in fifth in the MIAA standings. Top four make the MIAA tournament. What kind of is in our back pocket is we have played two less conference games than everybody else.
Okay.
You know, we do have those opponents on paper that you should beat, like your St. Mary's, your Kalamazoo, your Olivet. We do have some tough ones on Thursday against Calvin, though. So we still have to go out, do our job, and hopefully Avery keeps pitching the way she does, and Abby Hoff and Lily Utrup out of on the rubber of the second game. Hopefully they can throw some strikes and locate their pitches. And then the team did just keep hitting. I mean, that first game was only 1-0. We didn't really do our job too much hitting that game. We did get our lone run in the top of the seventh, but then the next game we exploded for 14 runs and one in six innings. And Addison Inskeep had a grand slam in that game, so that was big. And, yeah, we need that offense all through the rest of the year.
Yeah. consistency, right, is probably what I'm sure Coach would say is, you know, we have the ability to score six runs in an inning, but we also have the ability to score one in the entire game. And you hope your pitching does just that. And the strength of the offense is at the plate. I mean, Taylor Gearhart, or the strength of the team, I should say, is at the plate. Taylor Gearhart still, I assume she's leading the team in average still. Is she still above 500?
Yeah, she's still about that 550, 570 range. And, yeah, she's been great. And, I mean, just the speed on her, too. I mean, she gets on first, and she's got the green light no matter what base she's on to steal. So, yeah, she's been great. And Abby Hoff and Peyton Russell and Carson Malinich have also been great at the plate. So, yeah, just being consistent up and down that lineup is really what that team needs. And it seems like we're slowly starting to get there. And, you know, we've been talking about this team this whole season on how kind of young and we'll call inexperienced the pitching staff is. But, you know, as we've gotten deeper and deeper into the season, Avery Clark's gotten more innings, and she's gained that experience where she's been better and better every start.
Right. And at this point in the year, you know, coming down to the last couple weeks, you know, the freshmen are really not freshmen anymore.
Yeah.
If they played almost the full season, you're basically a sophomore. So, got to stack wins like baseball's doing, roll into the playoffs. Men's lacrosse lost to Colorado College the other day, and then it was a close. I forget who they played before. Is that my double A? Right.
Yes, it was. I'm forgetting the top of my head too, but yeah, I mean, 0-2 on the week, not the greatest for them. What is nice is we have clinched a spot in the MIAA tournament. We will be the sixth seed.
Okay.
So we're just kind of waiting. There's a battle for the three seed to see who will play in the quarterfinals on Saturday. But we do have one more game this week, kind of a final tune-up before that MIAA tournament. And the guys are hoping to grab a late win in the season and ride some momentum into the tournament and hopefully make a run. And, you know, like, we'll see how things go.
Was it Hope?
It
did
is.
They play Hope?
They're playing Hope on Wednesday. It was okay. At Calvin. Lost 14-10 at Calvin.
See, this is a team that it wouldn't shock me if they went on a 2024 basketball tournament run, right? Where they don't have a great record in the regular season, but they're not losing convincingly to all the conference opponents. Like, I know that they've lost a couple lopsided, but, you know, one goal loss here, two goal loss here. Wouldn't surprise me if they get hot and pick up a couple wins.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their schedule right now. You look at their conference losses, 10-9 to Kalamazoo on the road in double overtime. Then a defensive battle against Trine, losing 7-5 in the monsoon, yes.
Yeah.
A blowout victory over Alma, great. Then you go on the road to Albion, who's been a powerhouse in men's lacrosse. You lose by one in overtime. Four-goal loss to Calvin on the road. So that team is right there. And like you said, hopefully, 2020 men's basketball run and be.
Well, yeah, 2020 they win it, but 2024 they make it to the championship as a low seed.
2021, yeah.
No, 2020 they won the league. Pretty sure 24 you sent me to Trine.
That was the semis. But,
we
lost to Trine in that game by 3, and Trine goes on to win a national championship, and we had the final possession, and they forced
a
turnover.
Okay, so it was a semi. So, hey, 0-2 week, got to turn around, get ready to go. Women's lacrosse, on the other hand, they have a shot to get a three-way tie for the MIAA championship. They do have to beat a good team. Calvin comes to town. Tomorrow should be a good one. I mean, I saw this team Saturday, called it on the Cave. They were every bit as impressive as their numbers would indicate. They took care of a lesser opponent in Albion and scored 20 goals. It's kind of been the joke this season, right? The team that just scores 20 goals is a women's lacrosse.
Yeah.
And they've done it, I think, 9 times this season.
Yeah, it's been something like that. But, yeah, I mean, currently right now it's the three-way tie for first place, all at 5-1 between Hope, who has a tiebreaker over us. Then they are also 5-1. Kalamazoo upset them earlier in the year, and then Hope went and beat Calvin. So three-way tie right now. We have Calvin tomorrow night at home, so that'll be a big game. And if we win that game, it confirms a share of the title. And don't know, maybe hope slips up a little, one more time, and, yeah. and we can just take the title outright. But, yeah, I mean, tomorrow's just such a big game, and that's one that, you know, the Bulldogs need us to pack Docking Stadium and cheer on that team for another shot at the title. And it's been over 10 years since we won an MIAA championship. So, yeah, exciting game ahead, and they need to go out and keep doing what they're doing. Go score 20 tomorrow.
Get to score, go score 20. And I was, you know, looking through record books and stats that you put together and your coworkers too. Like, yeah, those stat getters were like 2009 or 2008 to about 2014, and there's not a lot since then. Mm-hmm. Madeline Turcotte, 93 points last year. She tied that, so she's done that back-to-back seasons. But other than that, you know, they're putting together something special. So you're right. That is tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Docking Stadium. I encourage you all to go. I was going to have that game on the Cave, but weather had other ideas Saturday. So I did the lacrosse game Saturday, softball Tuesday. Men's golf, go to Trine, non-conference tournament. Nice tune-up for the guys.
Yeah, they came in, fifth on there? Yeah, fifth out of nine. Yeah. And, kind of one last tune-up before the MIAA spring final next week for the men. Or actually, they play a match play.
Oh, that's right.
Two-round match play against Siena Heights this Thursday. So something new that they're doing for Siena Heights is last year. And we're going to play 18 holes at Tecumseh Golf Club, our home course. And that's going to be a 2v2 best ball match play style. And then we will transition to Hills of Lenawee in the afternoon and play 1v1 singles match play style. So kind of a fun, different college tournament aspect of these matches, and 36 holes and in one day is going to be great. And they've even put together a little trophy, is what Coach Greenwood told me. So
nice.
We're looking to win that. And then, yeah, that'll be the final tune-up for the MIAA spring final next week.
Men and women are the same weekend?
Men, women are this weekend for the MIAA spring final. We are actually hosting that. That'll be at Legacy. It's MIAA rule. You can't host at your home course. So we will be at Legacy in Ottawa Lake, and that'll start on Friday at noon will be the first round, and then we'll tee off 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we'll look to make a comeback in the MIAA standings.
And then men the week after?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, a lot ahead for you. Your department covering all these games, but it's kind of the crunch time, right? All the spring sports that have pushed games, postponed games, are going to get a compact schedule here the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like I've been covering the weather more than our teams lately, but yeah, I mean, it's all in one. I mean, there's between now and next, if women's lacrosse wins on tomorrow, between now and next Tuesday, there is a home event at Adrian College every single day.
So no excuse. Weather's getting pretty good.
Yep.
So check it out, AdrianBulldogs.com, or download their app. You can also check all the social media posts. That's really what keeps me informed as well. Is like, oh yeah, all these games going on today in Adrian and out of town. So we're going to get to a couple of very prepared student athletes. You can tell there's some discipline in this program. And it shows on the ice. We're going to talk figure skating next. They got here a half hour ago. Got to love it.
I love it.
Instead of chasing them down, they beat you here. You've been listening to Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College. Again, AdrianBulldogs.com. We encourage you to come out to Frickers tonight and really every night. They have their happy hour appetizer specials, brew fries, onion straws, nachos, chips and cheese, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, all on special from 3 to 6, and then from 9 until close. And if you're here for lunch, $7.49 lunch specials. They got the whole list on the menu here at Frickers. Also, their weekday specials today, the boneless chicken. Bone-in chicken tomorrow. We'll get to the rest of the menu throughout the show. We'll be back. We're going to talk figure skating after these words from Adrian College and Frickers in Adrian. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
With that, we welcome you back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Stacy Mitchell, not here today. Something about her son playing baseball. She's allowed to miss one or two shows. Hopefully she's back in a couple weeks. No show next week. I have games to call in the cave, so no show next week. So we're enjoying this one. Boy, we got some decorated ladies here from the figure skating team at Adrian College. Liana Nurmohamed and Christine Curran with me. A senior and a junior from the left coast.
Yeah.
And the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's start with Liana first. You're a senior.
Yes.
Graduating in 2 weeks.
Crazy.
You're not sticking around for more?
I wish I was, but I'm not. I'm going back to Seattle.
What degree are you going to leave Adrian College with?
Elementary education.
Oh, man.
Going to be a teacher.
Oh, boy. If people don't know this, they're about to. Back in the day, mm-hmm. I wanted to teach.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't work out.
Oh. Didn't work out. Tried to be like a secondary education person. Couldn't pass Calculus 2.
Hey, math is hard.
Yeah. Math I could probably get away with. But I know you need to over-educate yourself.
Yes.
But anyway, substitute taught a little bit after getting my other degrees.
Yeah.
Elementary kids were the best.
I love them. It's the
best.
Oh,
my gosh. Especially for subs. They're so nice.
Yeah.
They, like, want to help you teach the class. I'm like, great. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, enough about that. What brought you all the way from Seattle, Washington to Adrian College?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long way, but I've loved figure skating growing up. It's been my thing, my heart and my soul. And I told my parents, I don't want to go to college unless I get to ice skate and continue my love for this. And so we just looked everywhere and we found this random school in Adrian, Michigan. And, you know, it was just such a family aspect. Everyone was close, tight-knit, and I knew that I would kind of flourish here, and here I am now.
So you wanted small school.
I wanted small school. I wanted to skate. Wasn't even thinking about academics, but we just happened to have the best teacher ed program, so it kind of was two hand in hand.
Sure. Yeah. I'd say it worked out. Let's see. Sifting through all these paragraphs of success.
Yeah.
National champion in the preliminary free skate. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me. I don't figure skate.
Right.
I can barely skate. Can you explain to me what that is?
Yeah, so basically we have two categories. We have a free skate and a free dance. And free skate is you do a program. It's certain minutes long. It can range from like 2 minutes to 4 minutes. And you have a series of elements in each program. And free skate is you have jumps and you have spins that you have to do. And then free dance, which Christine meddled in, is more kind of movement-based and turns and twizzles. So there's kind of two different...
Twizzles? Is that a legal term?
Twizzles are like rotating spins on the ice while traveling down really fast.
The one everyone claps for.
Yes.
All the time.
It's so
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And you do the which one again?
I do the one with jumps and
jumps.
Spins. But we both do the same free dance, the one with the turns all the way down the ice.
Well, okay, then what's the difference between a preliminary and I see a juvenile?
They're just
category?
Different levels. So those are
okay.
All different levels. So we have a range from like low to super high, and it kind of works out in our favor because we can put everybody in different levels and then gain more points when we go compete against these other schools.
Then when you guys went out to Nationals, Utah.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to Washington.
It
Did
is.
You get family that
my
made the
mom
trip
and
over?
My dad both came, which was super special,
oh
especially
gosh.
For my senior year.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Where were they the other years that you qualified? I assume you
yes.
guys have qualified for more. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been able to come every year to Nationals since my freshman year, which has been so amazing. And it's just so nice that they get to see me skate and do what I love and meet, you know, my new family that I've made here. So it's very special.
Awesome. Well, you're off the hook for a second.
All right, Teen, take it away.
Yeah, we'll turn it over. Christine from Madison, Wisconsin. Not too far away,
mm-hmm.
I guess, relative to
yeah.
Washington. But you're a junior, so I won't ask your graduation questions.
Okay.
It's gonna be tough to lose the seniors. I know.
Yes, very.
But what brought you to Adrian College?
Me as well was skating, and then I also had a friend who came here who I skated with since I was younger. And then the community of people was just so welcoming.
So they just got you to campus one day, and you were like, okay.
Yeah.
I could see myself here.
Mm-hmm.
I get
Loved
it.
It.
I get it. Congratulations on your national championship.
Thank you.
And the juvenile free dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's with
the twizzles
jumping,
and
the
turns.
Twizzles. That's the word
yeah,
I was thinking.
No jumping.
Yeah, twizzles.
No jumping. If you jump, they will
illegal
deduct
element.
Points.
Yeah.
Beep. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
How many other people on the team are in your category?
For the Jew free dance, there's three other people. So it's me, Liana, and Michaela.
Okay. Do you generally do the same routine, or does your coach pick different ones for you? Because I know you don't have a small team.
Yes.
And even the Nationals picture, it looked like there were about a dozen of you or so that went.
More, yeah.
Yeah. Is it specific routines for each dancer, skater, or how does that go?
Each person has their own routine, and you do it the same one through the whole season. And you could change.
Yeah, each
if
skater,
you
kind of get to pick your own music, like, you know, either fast okay. or slow or what speaks to you. And then our coaches and each skater will choreograph that routine, or that we call it a program, for like the first month. And once it's all choreographed, then that's the same program we compete at every competition. And we kind of just tweak it along the way.
Sure. Okay. Christine, talk about even qualifying for the national competition. Is there a qualifying? How do you get that? Is there a point system where you're competing with other Division III schools, or is it just all skaters everywhere?
So we do three like Midwest competitions before even qualifying for nationals. And I think you have to place top
I think it's
three,
top three,
five.
Yeah. Top three or five.
In two of the Midwest competitions to even qualify for nationals.
Can you qualify as an individual and not a team?
No, it's fully team.
It's team?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, hang on.
It's like individual, you get individual points, but those individual points are all under Adrian College figure skating. So it's under
oh.
our whole team.
Okay.
So it's like if we were competing against each other, I got first place, I get the team 12 points. Christine gets third place, she gets the team 8 points. Our points combined go under Adrian College. And then, you know, Trine gets points and it goes under Trine's. And then at the end, it's compiled with all the schools.
But you can't qualify as an individual?
No.
Okay, so that's a little different.
Yes.
I think other sports, if your team doesn't do well, you can still qualify. Yeah. But that's not the case for figure skating.
Nope.
My goodness. Okay. Liana, back to you. This team, even before your time, skating at a high level. I mean, there's banners at the Arrington.
Yeah.
And that one's stuffed. I mean, there's so many from your team that it's just each year. It's
totally.
Not an individual banner. Could you speak to that, you know, maybe, you know, when you came in as a freshman and now where you're leaving the program as a senior?
I mean, I think coming in as a freshman, too, Adrian skating was on such a high. We were winning national medals and doing these amazing things, and it was such a cool experience as a freshman to be a part of and just see all these upperclassmen and seniors who were so motivated and full of love about the sport, and they really, I think, helped pass that down to my class and, you know, the classes below us, and it really just kept the motivation going, seeing how competitive everyone was, but it was still full of love. Like, it was such a caring and encouraging environment, but we were still able to be really, you know, this is what we got to do, this is what we got to work on, and we're going to do it until, you know, with all the blood, sweat, and tears, we're going to keep trying. So it's just been a very cool mindset to kind of learn and grow into, and I can't wait to see what the future of it holds.
Oh, you have to watch from afar, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be watching from afar.
Christine, how many skaters roughly are on the team? Is it over 30?
I think it's
right around that number.
Around 30, yeah.
Well, I know you need more than one coach to handle all of you. I mean, in a classroom, if there's 30 students to one teacher, you're kind of in trouble.
Yes.
So could you talk about your coaches, who they are, and do they coach specific types of skating?
Yeah, so Kaylee Mulligan is our head director of skating. She kind of oversees synchro and figure skating, and then Natalie Bruno is our assistant coach, and she helps out with both as well. And then for figure skating, you can book like private lessons with whoever you need. So I'll book with one for ice dance and one for my program.
Okay.
And they both graduated from here and skated here, you know, so they know everything in and out, and they're just so awesome with us and, you know, such great role models and have really helped build this program back up. So,
yeah, well said. One more, and then I think we're out of time already. Ice time at Adrian College, tough to get.
Tough to get.
What time slot were you guys in more often than not? 5 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Did I guess it right on the
dot? You guessed
it right.
We had 5:20 a.m. to 7:45 a.m. in the mornings. And then we have 5 to 6:15 in the afternoon. And then we have 8 p.m. to 9:45. So we've got the early mornings to the late nights. It's kind of brutal.
So do you pick which one you go to, or?
Depends on what team you're on, because the early morning and late nights are synchronized skating. So early morning is one team, late night is another team. But some people do both.
Sure.
So you have to do both, which is a lot, but.
Wow.
Worth it.
Well, in my college days, I'd have been the late night.
Yeah.
But now I think I'd be in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just happens.
Yeah.
Reading about your team, 8 other skaters earned medals, placing in the top 4 in their division. I mean, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
It really
so
is.
Cool.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you guys got your medals, but to see the rest of the team do well.
It's amazing. It's just like a testament to all our hard work and our coach's hard work and everything we've poured into it.
Happy flight back or happy drive back?
Flight. Thank gosh.
Thank goodness.
Thank gosh.
Well, thank gosh you two are here today. Thanks for talking about your season. Always great success on the ice at Adrian College. And best of luck in the classroom.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your continued education and skating.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Again, that was Liana Nurmohamed and Christine Curran with the figure skating team at Adrian College. We're going to step aside. We're going to go dancing. We'll see if they can dance on ice. No? No? Okay. It's just the dance team. We got a couple of dancers coming up and women's rugby later in the show. You won't want to miss the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding,
and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding,
and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding,
and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We're here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Here at Frickers and Adrian, there's stuff going on every TV. Don't look. I'll look for you. Hockey, playoff hockey. I was here last night to watch the first half of the Pistons game. I didn't help them. I don't know that I hurt them either. Yes. We're talking dance. Now, our listeners might not think I know a lot about dance. I don't. I know a little bit. But people that know a lot more than me are with me right now. Abby Card and Addy Karpinski with the Adrian College Dance Team. Something new this year, right? The competitive side of dance. Yes? Or last year?
What? We've been competing for years now, but these past 2 years have been like we've gotten our best scores. So we're just kind of getting acknowledged now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, well, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Abby, you just heard from a junior from New Haven, Michigan.
Yep.
And then Addy, a sophomore from Okemos, Michigan. So New Haven, kind of close to my neck of the woods.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you
St.
from?
Clair.
Oh, wow. I never meet anybody from that side. That's cool.
Yeah. But we're close enough where you know. It's, you know, it's not St. Clair Shores.
Right.
It's St. Clair.
Yeah.
Different.
Completely different, for
yes.
sure.
So what brought you all the way from New Haven?
I loved the small school vibe, I guess, because I came from a super small school. Who even has heard of New Haven?
Me.
Well, except for you.
Yeah.
Not anybody else.
Not me. No. And field of study so far?
Biochemistry.
Okay, smart. Well.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I didn't ask your grade point.
Oh. It's good. Don't worry.
Thank you.
It's what?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Roommates? Friends?
Roommates. Like, and
so
friends.
So
and
you
friends.
Help her study. Addie, sophomore from Okemos, Michigan. Yeah. What brought you down to Adrian?
I got recruited for golf, actually. And I don't know. When I toured, I really liked it. And I liked the small vibe. I didn't want to go to, because I'm right by MSU back home. And so all my friends go to Michigan State. And I just didn't want to be there, honestly.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much familiarity.
Some people want the small school. Some people want the big school.
Yeah.
Well, the Bulldogs this year competed in the DTU National Championships in Orlando, Florida. That was a couple of weeks ago. Talk to your coach. Was it only last week?
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Wheaton.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah, it was last week. It feels like forever ago.
And she was enthused about your results.
Yes.
But new at you know talking about not you two specifically, but like you can't wait to go back next year.
Oh, absolutely.
And set the bar even higher.
Yeah, for sure.
Abby, could you talk about that experience in Florida? I know you wanted to win. But
right.
to be there and to be competitive and get fourth place, I mean, that's something.
Right. I feel like this year was completely different because, like, obviously we got fourth place, and that's great, but we were only, like, less than 0.2 away, like, points away from third. So that just shows that we're there and we're competing against these teams. We're right butt-to-butt with these teams, and that's really awesome for us. I just can't wait for next year, and we're going to do so much better.
These other teams, is it all Division III?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, point something?
Point two
away?
Yeah.
But I don't get, and maybe you or Addie can help me, how do you even figure that into a score? What are the judges, I mean, you have to know, right, kind of how they score things, like a 9.2 on something,
yeah.
or this different routine. Whoever wants to tackle that can help me out, because we're talking fractions of a point.
So there's usually like a panel of judges, usually 3 to 5, and then they have a scoring sheet, and there's sections on the scoring sheet. So there's like technique, entertainment value, communication, kind of things like that. And those are each usually out of like, I don't know, 10 or 100 okay. points, I think. So they like score them differently, like each category. And it adds up, and then they take the average of all the judges' scores, and then that ends up being our score overall.
And then just so happened to be that, just that close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking with Coach last week, I think she's ready to push you guys next year in terms of difficulty of the routine, because I know that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
If you can execute what you're doing, but what you're doing isn't considered, quote, difficult, you might get knocked a little bit.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So next year you're going for a tougher routine. Addie, is it all a team dance, or is there individual elements to it?
So we did two routines, one jazz and one team performance. And it's our whole team, like our whole comp team is in one of them. And then we had a few less in jazz, but that's just like whoever, like skills-wise. But there's like individual elements. There will be like little solo feature parts, but overall it's like a team effort. I mean, it's a team sport. Like we're working together towards the same goals. Everybody has the same intentions in mind. We lean on each other, feed off each other's energy. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely a team thing.
And with the different types of dances and things like that, Abby, help the listener kind of visualize what a competitive dance looks like. You know, it's not holding people up in the air doing flips.
No.
That's different.
That's completely different.
And
that's totally cheer.
Right. Yes. Well, some people don't know the difference.
Right.
So is this like if I go to a dance recital, it's that kind of stuff.
So our jazz routine, I would say, is what you would typically see at a dance recital.
Okay.
Our team performance routine is a little different. That's something that's obscure to the college dance. And this dance is comprised of a jazz section, a hip-hop section, and a pom section. And we have
Ooh.
To be able to differentiate between the three styles all in one dance.
So you don't, like, do one, stop, do the other.
No, we just keep going.
Make
we just
a transition.
Yeah.
Addy, is it the same routine all year? Did you tell me that, or do you change it up throughout the season?
I mean, there's always ended up being changes the past 2 years, especially if somebody gets injured and such. We have to change formations and choreography, which is hard because, like, you rely on everybody in the team. But no, we learn the same routines. We learn them in the fall, and then we work on them until nationals in April.
Okay. Abby corrected me earlier. It was the first time in program history you competed in two categories.
Yes.
That's what I was mixing up. So have you been, if you had competition all 3 years here?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Been on the comp team all 3 years.
This is by far the best, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
That you finished. And the team, if people go to or have been to a football game or a select basketball game, chances are they've seen you two.
Yes.
On one side of the field.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I think you're on my side. Are you by the band or is the cheer by the band?
Oh, we're by the band. Yes.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm like up in the booth way up there.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So overseeing.
You got a great overseeing.
Overseer.
Yes. Well, I have to look into the sun and you don't have to, which is a plus
sometimes
for you.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we got to turn around.
Let's talk about the team a little bit. I'm going to assume the numbers are impressive. How many roughly are on the team?
On the comp team or the game day team? Comp team?
Yes. Well, I think a lot. Don't most of them do both or no?
Most of them do both.
Okay.
Our game day team, I believe, was like 17. Our comp team was 12.
Yeah.
I believe. Which is way better than last year. Last year we had 7 competing at nationals.
Okay.
Which is not
kind of tough to do stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And then other schools would bring. Is it like unlimited that you can bring, or is there a cap? I hope there's a cap.
There's definitely a cap. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what the cap is because I've never seen it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You've looked and you've been like, that's a large
team. I would guess
team.
Around 30, 35.
Yeah.
That you've seen competing at once?
Yeah. It's usually the really big, like the D1 teams. They always have huge routines, like with a lot of people in them.
What kind of qualifying do you have to do to get to the national level? Addy, if you want to take that.
So we competed at one of the company's regionals, and I'm pretty sure that's what gets us a bid to nationals if we do something for the company.
Okay.
I remember we got first with one of our routines and second with the other one, so it was a good regionals. So we compete. We usually do 2 regionals each year. We only did 1, and then we did an online competition. But, that's all. That's what gets us there.
Practice space. I just talked to some figure skaters. Practice space. Blue gym. Marilat. Outside.
We have a little dance studio. Dance studio. We barely fit in there, but we do practice in the performance gym.
Okay. Fun fact. Maybe you were told this. That used to be the weight room. For the whole school.
The dance
studio? Kidding?
Yep. That was the weight room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you think it's small to dance in. Yes. Imagine that being all the weights. Because the big weight room didn't exist.
Well, that just shows how much our school has evolved. And maybe we'll get an even bigger dance studio.
Maybe we'll get the funding.
Yes. Okay. Well, you've got some limited space sometimes. When you're at a football game, are you doing things that would be in your routine, or are there things specific to game day that you guys do? Because it's different than cheer.
Yeah.
So...
I would say, like, when we're on the football team, on the football field, it's definitely more like spiriting. It's a little bit more like cheer. So, like, what we do out there, like, our half times, they aren't really what we do at competition. Competition's a lot more difficult and technical. And what we do out there is just kind of, like, fun, spiriting, you know, trying to get the crowd riled up.
Entertainment.
Things. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. So, you got to learn... bunch of different routines throughout the year.
Yeah.
This might be a very obvious and simple question or a simple answer. Abby, I'm going to ask, how long have you been dancing for? And you're going to say, well, since I was about 3. Is that correct?
Since I was about 5.
You started late.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, like half the people on the team started when they were like 2.
Yeah, as soon as you could. And I just kept doing it through high school. And
yeah. I didn't think I was going to go to college and do it, but here I am.
Here you are. Was there anything in high school you did outside of, you know, maybe a dance studio outside of school? Was there like something in school you could do?
No, I didn't have that opportunity like a lot of the other girls on the team. Like, they had like a dance team at their school. So I'm just strictly studio dancer. Like, I did some ballet shows.
Okay.
So.
Same for you, Addie?
No.
You came here to golf.
Yeah. I started dance. So dance was my main thing growing up. I started when I was like 3. Started competing when I was 6.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then after my senior year of high school, yeah, I was actually planning to quit dancing and be done. And then I couldn't do it. I got to college and I was like, wow, I feel like part of me is missing and I'm bored. So I asked Aaron if I could join.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's worked out.
Yeah. Here we are.
My sister's nearing 30 and she still dances. So it never does leave you.
Yeah, I don't think
not
it
as
will,
much as so. She did. But yeah. Well, good stuff. Off for the summer. And then when do you guys start up again?
We start, we usually move in a little bit earlier than everybody else just to start getting routines down for football season. So we start getting our, like, probably a week early we move in and we start learning routines and we, like, get to know our team and all that, so.
All right. Well, best of luck with finals because underclassmen have to take those or you're already done. You got some coming up?
I have a lot of finals.
Oh, biochem. And then I didn't ask. Well, you're a sophomore, so I assume you maybe have an idea.
Yeah, I'm bio and biochem major.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Both of you. Okay.
So we're the same, sort of.
Well, good luck with those.
Yeah, thanks.
Finals, and best of luck next season.
Thank
and
you
continued
so much.
Success.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Abby Card and Addie Karpinski with the Adrian College Dance Team. We're going to be back. We're going to talk women's rugby. Guy in his first season as head coach of the Bulldogs. Learn all about the rugby team at AC. We'll be back with more of the AC All Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We're live from Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. Josh Mitchell, our engineer, Anna with ACTV. I'm Ian Wendt. We've just finished talking dance, figure skating, and with Mike Prank. Bat and cleanup, women's rugby head coach. Finishing up his first season, Eric Enright with Adrian College. I mean, I will say, impressive overall record to start your career 18-11. I mean, I don't know what the expectations were for you coming into the season. I don't know if they were that. So how would you assess your first time around?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, obviously kind of a rebuilding year for us, right? We wanted to come in and kind of establish a new culture and everything. So happy to get some wins on the board as well, be able to have the production out there. But really all the credit goes to the girls. They've been working really hard in training and throughout the week, you know, with their lifts and with the, just practice and everything and taking care of all that to be able to get those results. So really proud of them.
Numbers wise, I know you do the sevens tournaments in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have enough for the full stuff in the fall?
No, so we were doing sevens
you
then
did?
As
okay.
well. Yeah, yeah. Right. So two seven seasons basically for us.
Talking about, you know, building a culture and building up the program. How are you able to recruit? Like, is it? I mean, your heart. It's. I can't imagine many high schools have rugby. Is it during your season? How has that been going? Do you know what kind of numbers you're going to have coming in next year?
Yeah, so it's been during the season, and rugby traditionally is pretty late, so we're not quite sure exactly the numbers that we'll have coming into next season.
Okay.
But it's looking strong. There's a lot of interest in the program. It's all just throughout the season, right, trying to build those relationships, meet the teams. Like you said, there's not a ton of teams, but they are there, right, and they are out in different communities around different states here. So here in Michigan, in Indiana, Ohio, right, trying to go through there, all across the nation, really. There's a lot of girls interested in playing higher-level rugby, right, and being able to provide that for them is a fantastic thing. And just getting in front of them, kind of always continuously talking throughout the season, going to different events, just kind of showing that value and what we have at Adrian here to offer.
Yeah, to me, rugby seems like an East Coast thing. But you'd say it's growing in the Midwest, or it's always been in the Midwest? We just haven't really talked about it.
Yeah, I guess it's always kind of been here, just like it has been on the East Coast. It's more coastal, I would say, just because of the international influence, right? But it's okay. Definitely growing here in the Midwest. It's growing all over the place. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the country, it's always said. So lots of high school girls playing and starting younger and younger. The grassroots stuff is starting to really build up. So that's exciting for us here at the higher levels, knowing that we'll have people that have been playing for a long time, right? So it's growing here in the Midwest, it's growing here in Michigan, and programs like this are a big reason why those kind of opportunities later in life to keep playing.
And just talking with the figure skating team earlier, I think if you can get a student athlete to campus,
mm-hmm.
they're like, well, this is a Division III program. I mean, if people drive it on 223, it's Adrian College rugby field, or on Beecher, you see it,
yeah.
And the facility. What's it like to have that as a tool to, you know, get and retain players?
Oh, it's fantastic because you get that. You get the best of both worlds, right? So you get that small kind of class size that you get at a D3 institution, a smaller school. But you also have, like, the D1 level facilities, the weight room, the dome that we have. Not many D1 yeah. teams even have that, right? We've been using that quite a bit with practices and with we can even use it for matches and things like that. We're looking at hosting some camps in there over the winter. We have a brand new rugby pitch, like you mentioned. All of that stuff is fantastic, and it really sets us apart from a lot of other programs that are borrowing facilities or have to go somewhere else out of town.
Sure.
We have it all right here, so that's been great for us.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, basically on campus. Looking at the season, let's talk about some of the players because that's what makes the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at some of the notes from Mike Prang, you got Madison McDonald, Jersey Wilson. Those are names that I've been reading quite a bit in the recaps.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, and, you know, if you have enough time, can you name the whole team? Or we got quite a few.
Maybe I could, yeah. So we got Mac, we have Jersey, Danae, Georgia, Josie, Abby, Leah, Theo, and for getting one. And another Abby. Abby Swicky.
Oh, yeah, Abby
two,
Squared.
Yeah, two names there.
So I counted nine.
Yeah.
Boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
To play sevens.
Yeah, but they've been doing great. We've been getting a lot of wins with that group, right? So we have, especially with like Mac and Jersey there, we have a lot of experience. It's going to be tough to have them go with them being seniors, but that they fight really hard, and they, like you've been seeing, they get the results results in, right? We play teams with a lot more numbers than us, a lot more kind of resources as far as that goes, as far as players, but we're still able to beat them and get wins and play really well against them, and that just goes, that's another credit to them and how hard they work.
This may be an odd question, but I gotta ask it, reading scores and things like that. A lot of them are lopsided, and fortunately for us, more have been on the good side than the not good side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll see like Adrian won 45-0, 55-10, but then lost 58-6 or something like that. Is there really that big of a discrepancy, or is it just the schedule that you put together?
It's kind of just the schedule. So when we played in the fall, I would say those were more like developmental teams. So those were kind of teams more
okay.
with us that weren't doing 15s at the time, right? So you can okay. imagine the bigger programs were doing 15s. In the spring, we're playing more of the teams that play sevens, you know, are focused on sevens then, right? So we had some results that, you know, didn't go our way, and were big results kind of the other way, but they were against very good teams, and we were really happy with how we competed. And that's what we were telling the girls. That, it was just great to see how hard they fought. And we were, even though the scores might have been lopsided, like I know we lost some like 33-5 or like 43-0 or something, but we were in all of those games. We were doing the right things. It was just we were playing a tough opponent. So, again, just that big credit to our girls being able to pull out some big victories as well.
What is a Frostburg State?
It's in Maryland.
Okay,
it's a little town in Maryland. That's where we just were yesterday, actually, that we just got back from a tournament there. They have a varsity program out there. They're a Division II school out in the mountains in Maryland, in Appalachia. So, it was. They have great facilities there, too. We were able to play on their stadium. It was just really nice. They were a great host for us. So.
So 1-2 in that one, you beat
mm-hmm.
Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Navy.
Yeah, that's the Naval Academy. And they're a varsity team as well. I would say that game was, you know, they probably have like a younger side, I would say, out there because they're getting ready for Nationals coming up next weekend. But we played, when we played Frostburg as well, that was a very close game that we easily could have won playing Mount St. Mary's. All those teams are going to national tournaments, and they have been competing really well. And we were right there with both those teams and then had a good win against a strong Navy side that, you know, that's just like us, recruits players. But the two first teams have scholarships as well, all stuff, a very competitive team. So we were really happy to do well in the tournament.
Schedule for next year? Looking to up it a little bit, or what's the game plan there?
We'll see. Yeah, we still haven't quite got it yet from the conference. Still working out everything with that with the fall schedule. But once we do, looking to expand our horizons a little bit, like we did this spring, going to Maryland.
Okay.
Going a little bit further out, playing some different teams and things. We also were in New York playing at St. Bonaventure. You know, playing as many teams as we can, get a good experience, getting our brand out there as well. I think that's really important for recruiting and just kind of building up the program. And it was successful this year, and looking forward to more success next year.
I'd hate to end it on this question, but I feel like if we had a listener poll about what question they should have me ask you, it would include natural grass or artificial turf. You mentioned, you know, if you had to play in the dome, you could. Obviously, we have grass here.
Mm-hmm.
These tournaments or, you know, matches you guys go out and play, are they majority grass or are they playing on artificial stuff? Which one do you think is better for the players?
So I'd say it's about 50-50 because, like, the last few tournaments we've been at have been turf. When we went up to Michigan, that was on a natural grass pitch. It's about 50-50, I'd say, because a lot of the schools, especially if their club, will use like an all-purpose kind of field where they like an intramural kind of field, right? I don't personally mind. Like when I played, I never really cared about if it was turf or it was grass. It didn't bother me, but I know the majority of people really like that natural grass, like what we have here, you know, sand base, like really nice sod, a little bit easier to land on and
that's
things,
what I was
right?
thinking.
Yeah, so a little bit less of the turf burn and everything too. So turf has its advantages, of course, but it's great to practice it in the dome, but I think natural grass is the answer for sure.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the 18-11 season. Let's build on that next year, and you're going to hit the recruiting trail, I'm sure, this summer.
Absolutely. All right. Lots of places.
All right. Thanks, Coach. And, gosh, that's going to do it for the show. Quick one today. Appreciate you coming in. Like to give out some thank yous, Kalia, my waitress today. That was just me. Stacy's not here. My normal food purchaser. I'll actually have to pay my bill. What tragic news. I'll have to pay my bill. Anna with ACTV, all of our guests today, Abby Card, Eddie Karpinski. We had Christine Curran and Liana Nur Muhammad with the figure skating team, Mike Prang, the SID, and we just heard from Eric Enright with the women's rugby team. Thanks to my engineer, Josh Mitchell, all the folks here at Frickers. We are not on the show next week. Softball games on the Cave. But we'll be back the week after that. You've been listening to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.